Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network. www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Not always on local topics, though. Stretching it a bit. Check them out. They appreciate it. Everybody appreciates it. Good morning. Good morning. It is August the 2nd. July is over. And I tell you what, man, as soon as July ended, it felt like July ended. It's cool this morning. A little, I won't say brisk, but it's definitely refreshing. It's that day you open the door because you let all the wonderful weather in and fucking 900 flies come in. But it is a beautiful day. It's been a good couple weeks. I actually finally got a podcast put up on Friday and never posted. It just came in this morning. It was still. So I posted that one. I'll post this one if I can get through it. I've been struggling a bit, folks, with the old podcast. You know, a lot of, I just don't have a lot going on. I mean, I have a lot going on, but it's all good. And I feel like I'm just complaining about the same shit. So I need to address that. That's starting, you know, that is a, I tell you what. So I was driving here this morning. So today is Monday. I was in last week, like I said, I did the podcast thing on Friday. Last week I went to the meeting. It was on the sixth step, entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And then this week I'm going to a meeting tonight. It's going to be step seven. And humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. So I guess the question for me right now is, what's the difference? What's the difference between a character defect? So I'm sure like character defects would be like, you know, shit that makes you go to hell, maybe. You know, like really sinny stuff. And then shortcomings are probably like how I fall into this kind of rut about complaining about like traffic and shit. Let's see. Shortcomings. What's the difference? Shortcomings. An imperfection or lack that detracts from the whole. Also, the quality of state of being flawed or lacking. What are shortcomings of a person? Let's find out. The shortcomings of a person or thing of their faults or weakness. All right, so like I'm not great at math. That's a shortcoming, I guess. What the fuck is a character defect? Character flaws or character defect is a type of imperfections in the way a person thinks or behaves. Some flaws, like sleeping in a little bit. Some flaws, like sleeping in a little bit past your alarm every morning or taking showers that could be considered too long by normal standards are not negatively impacting anyone. Yeah, okay. What are the list of character defects? Anger and hatred, selfishness and self-centered. Yeah, there you go. Being dishonest and lying regularly, defensiveness, constantly playing the victim, blaming self and others, and agnostic, close-mindedness. So these are all character defects. Yeah. So last week, like I said, the step last week was the sixth step, entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And then now we're humbly asking him to remove our shortcomings. So we're entirely ready to remove these defects of character is like, that's huge, right? That's a big deal. What was the list? Oh, my God. Anger and hatred. Selfishness and self-centeredness. Well, I've always said I'm a self-centered with a deficiency in humility. Being dishonest and lying regularly. Defensiveness, constantly playing the victim, blaming self and others. Agnostic and closed-mindedness. Wow. So, Tyler's... So, it's like... Yeah, so the last step, step six, that's the one I did last week. That's, you know, that's the one I told, I said it in the podcast that I just posted. You know, that to me, step six is the step where really we start understanding about trying to find serenity. Because if you're fucking, I can tell you, man, if your life is full of anger and hatred, selfishness and self-centeredness, because you know what? If usually what happens is if you're selfish and self-centeredness and shit don't go your way, you end up being angry and hatred. Being dishonest and lying regularly. Defensiveness. Constantly playing the victim. Blaming self and others. Oh, man, that's some good stuff. How do I know what my character defects are? Is jealousy a character defect? Yeah. Jealousy is another highly destructive character defect. Wow. It is often recognized specifically within romantic relationships. Ooh. What makes a person jealous? I would say, what makes a person jealous? Just how they feel about themselves, right? Let's see. Jealousy can come from the feelings of low self-esteem and lack of confidence. Yep. You know, that's, it's a, I love, oh my gosh, I just think this, the 12 steps of AA are just amazing. And unfortunately, like I've said before, you have to, you know, be struggling with alcohol, I guess, to even come through the door of AA and start to address this stuff. But these are problems that we all struggle with, right? We all have low self-esteem. I mean, if you have super high self-esteem, if you're super confident, you're probably got some other character defect going on. So, you know, I think the ability to not say anything about your self-esteem, to just be like, hey, and be able to use the tools and learn and figure out the situation and get you through it. You know, I think that's probably where we want to be. I don't think we want to be too high or too low. You want to find a middle, I guess. Interesting. So, yeah, so today is the meeting with the step seven, which, like I said, humbly asked him to remove these... Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. So my buddy Matt used to say this was the step where we stopped stealing the Wawa sugar packets. And, you know, I think that phrase could probably fall under a couple of the steps. But this would be considered a shortcoming. This is like, you know, I'm not really hurting anybody. They'll never notice. They've put it out here. I mean, I can give 100 reasons why it's okay to steal the Wawa sugar packets. And when I say steal, I mean, it's a little extreme, right? But, you know, for me, what I was doing is I would put in some sugar in my coffee and then I would put a few packs in my pocket and I would put them in my sugar bowl when I got home. I was absolutely stealing. But it didn't appear that way. But, you know, I remember Matt saying, this is that step. You know, this is where you ask God to remove behavior like that, you know, and I guess so what's the behavior? What behaviors do we want to remove? You know, one of the things that every time I do it, I feel bad about it. But when I chew gum, sometimes I throw the gum out in the parking lot. Now, if I was surrounded by people, they'd be, don't do that. Someone's going to step on it. You know, do this. Everyone would be like, don't do that. But it's something that I sometimes do. And so I'll try to make it better, like I'll throw it in the parking lot and I try to throw it in the corner where no one will walk, or I'll throw it in the grass, or I, you know, listen, there's several reasons why I shouldn't do it. I don't know.
It's definitely a shortcoming. I need to work on it. This is the step. I need to start, you know, so what do I do? When I get to that point, I need to make a conscious decision and walk over to the trash can. You know, do I act as if God is watching over me? If I do ask and then I don't do it, do I have to take a look and figure out what my motivation is? Am I trying to impress God? Am I trying to be sneaky? You know, like I used to do with Matt. You know, I'd get that, I'd drive over there and slouch in and music up, pull up in his driveway. And once he came out the door, I'd slide up, set up tall in the chair and turn the music down and act like I was a different person because Matt was around. Yeah. I mean, what is the motivation to get rid of a shortcoming? I mean, I need, like, throwing my gum in the grass. Or, I mean, is it the end of the world? No. No one's getting hurt. I'm not staying up in the at night worrying about it. But, you know, it is something that I do that's a little annoying and I need to be better. I don't know. I guess this is just personal for me at this point. This is personal. This isn't about... Nobody cares. They're not talking about me. No one's posting shit about me on Facebook about me throwing gum. This is just personal. This is a personal struggle. This is me being honest and recognizing, you know, it's not a big deal. I think a lot of the times, since it's not a big deal, I don't think it's a big deal. And so I just avoid it. You know? But it is something I do, so it is something. Humbly ask him to remove all of our shortcomings. Dear Lord, please remove this thing that I do about throwing gum in the parking lot. I want to get rid of it. I am going to make an effort. Well, tonight we'll go to the, I'll go to the meeting and we'll read the step. But, you know, it's all humility, high road. You know, I could throw that gum right in the parking lot and give you 100 reasons why it ain't no big deal, right? No one's going to step on it. It's in the corner. It's all a parking lot. It's a small piece of gum. You know, I could just give you 100 reasons. But if I want to take the low road and give you 100 reasons, then I'm doing that in all aspects of my life. But if I start trying to change shortcomings, like throwing gum in parking lots. And it's just an example I'm using. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of little shortcomings. You know, I don't want to say I'm not clean, but sometimes, like at night, I'll watch TV and a lot of shit ends up on the table left of the couch, you know. And sometimes, well, I should probably get up before I go to bed and throw it all away and get everything cleaned up. But sometimes I leave it, and the next morning I come out, and there's a little bit of a mess. You know, there's little things that I can polish in my life. Sometimes I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I'll leave the knife just laying on the sink edge. You know, but I'll scrape it. I'll scrape it off. But, you know, I could do a better job. I don't know why. It's like there's no real extra effort. It's just a shortcoming, I guess. It's just this lazy behavior that I've fallen into. I could improve on that. Yeah, there's a lot of things I can improve on. I mean, how many do I need to fix? You know, how perfect do I want to be? I know that we are going to move into a new house, and I do worry about how the family is going to take care of it. I know we'll take care of it, but are they going to, you know, how many shortcomings are going to come out when we get this new house? You know, we kind of had a little blow up last night. We had my father over for dinner. And my son David is just, he's a little condescending, you know. And we'll say something to my daughter and he'll be like, yeah, yeah, you need to do that. And my wife's like, okay, you don't need to have an opinion. And then I'm like, well, but, you know, maybe a little peer pressure would be good for her. And then there's kind of some tension. And then all of a sudden I have to say something and all of a sudden feelings get hurt. And then it just gets real weird. And, yeah. So Then my son, out of, you know, just at being annoyed at us, cleans the house. He vacuums and cleans the kitchen and the bathroom. I told my wife last night, I said, I gotta make sure I clean up my mess. I don't want to get in trouble by my 15-year-old. But, you know, there's sometimes a lot of shortcomings running amok. All of a sudden, you know, tensions can get high. You know, because I think that's probably the thing that we notice the most about each other is our shortcomings. You know, how we drive, how we have relationships, how clean are we, how often do we clean, how do we clean too much, you know, are we that person, you know, how do we talk, do we gossip, you know, there's a lot of shortcomings, and I think that's what kind of makes us. That's the characters, I guess, side of us. That's what kind of character we are, you know. And then the character defects are preventing trying to become a character. Listen, it's a, you know, alcoholic, not alcoholic. I mean, we all have our issues, right? Can't save you. I'm so, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm so shocked that I'm like sitting here talking to a microphone on a podcast about sort of about recovery and just life after getting sober. You know, I was so surprised that I had become an alcoholic, drug addict, you know, all the shit that I was doing. I remember at the end, I was in shock. I'm like, I cannot believe this is where I ended up. I had much more bigger plans for myself. I always wanted to be a marine biologist. It sounds like a Seinfeld episode, but I mean, I had like plans. I wanted to do stuff. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have kids. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to have success. I wanted to be a millionaire, I guess. That's, I remember my brother and I used to always say that. I want to be a millionaire. But to end up where I was, where I ended up living in this one bedroom shitbox of an apartment underneath a couple of like drunken chefs in this shady part of town, and looking back at the life that I had lived and the path I had taken, I was in shock. And it was very, very depressing and sad. And I don't know how I even got it. I don't know how I got there. I mean, I do know I got there. I got there one day at a time. You know, it was a a slow, slow descent. And the problem is that it was camouflaged by fun. And for a long, long time, we had a lot of fun. I remember San Diego was, you know, wasn't big into my drinking addiction. It was big into my drug addiction. But damn, we had a blast. I mean, but it was a weird blast. Like, it was like a methy blast. Like, we were out, like, staying up all night, playing darts, hanging out in dark bars, you know, filling garages up with junk, painting bicycles, you know, cleaning chains. I mean, just tweaking. And there is an interesting part to that. There is, you know, it's kind of so that Simone Biles, you know, the Olympic girl, you know, and I don't know if it's true, and I don't really care. I mean, I know that there's some articles about it, and it makes complete sense to me that she was on Ritalin. She has ADHD, and she's been on Ritalin for her whole life, I guess. And that in Japan, that Ritalin and the other one, the other meth pill, they're not allowed. They're banned in Japan. So this is the article that I read, whether it's true or not, but it makes sense. But they said that she can't focus. They won't let her take that Ritalin. I'm like, I get it. I get it. I remember using speed. Oh, my God. I mean, the house was so clean. Everything was immaculate. I mean, you find the focus and the energy to do so much shit. I remember the girl I was dating, she must have planted the goddamn Amazon jungle outside. She may have been stealing the flowers from neighbors, I don't know. But it looked like just beautiful. I mean, flowers and intricate little plantings, and we were both high on meth, you know? But that was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We were, you know, we'd stay up all night partying and just going to concert. I mean, it was a good time. You know, unfortunately, you don't want to pay for that stuff, so you end up, or I ended up kind of selling it a little, and then you just get into a little more, and the next thing you know, the freaking cops are kicking in your door, and they got a case. And that's exactly what happened to me. And you know, that was my real first introduction to meetings. I mean, I had been to meetings earlier in my life, but I remember, you know, that would expose a character defect, which was that, you know, I was a liar. You know, it says it right there. I was you know, I would go to these meetings because I wanted to get sober, right? I need it. I'm ready. But I was getting those chronos, trying to build a case to get out of jail early. It was all bullshit. But I remember these guys driving like 3 and 4 hours to get to this place where we were at this probation camp in the Big Bear Mountains. And they would come out there and bring a meeting every night. And I used to think, wow, that's crazy. But the point was, is we had, you know, a lot of fun. But you get a little farther, you get a little farther. And then the door gets kicked in. And I don't know. I just don't know. I think taking care of my father as much as I am now, I really reflect back on, you know, how he stood there and waited and hung in there for us, or at least for me. I don't know if I was in his shoes, how I would react with my kids. I'm not sure if I would have hung in as much as he did, but he did. And, you know, and it's a great lesson because, you know, he hung in there until I was ready. I mean, he had separation. You know, I wasn't living with him. He was probably paying a good portion of my rent. But me and my brother. I wasn't living with him, so I was on my own. But I remember at the end, just every night getting drunk and thinking, how the fuck did I get to this point? This wasn't what I was hoping for. You know, I had bigger expectations up for myself. What happened? So the night that I got sober, which was, you know, because of a character defect, running my mouth, big shotism, arrogant. It was an opportunity, and I took it. Well, I think I took it. I took it, but I mean, I'd like to think it was because I, you know, I wanted to get sober. That really wasn't the case either. Looking back, I just wanted to, you know, avoid a complicated conversation with people because of being embarrassed and ashamed because I'm a jackass. So I got sober. It just got lucky. For some reason, there was just enough something to distract me long enough to hopefully allow me to get sober. And, you know, but like I said, it was something that was on my mind. I remember I had considered killing myself, right? And I see a lot of people like killing themselves lately. It's really sad. And I think, you know, are people dying or killing themselves or being murdered? A lot of rich and famous people. And you think, gosh, you know, you can't. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's weird. And, but that could have, you know, I never was going to become rich and famous, but I could easily have died. I have several friends. My buddy Scott died. Talon, drug overdoses. Well, not Talon. Talon just died from being sick from doing too many drugs. My buddy Scott died, I think, because he mixed alcohol and Valium or Percocet. Not good. And other people have died, too. I can't name them all. It's sad. Let's do a little reading, and I'm going to a meeting tonight. I'm debating on ending this podcast because I'm not sure. I mean, I could talk about the steps as I go through them every week at the meeting. I thought about doing that, but I feel like I've run out of stories. I feel like my tales of stories are, I don't know, coming to an end. And, you know, I could always start a different podcast. All right, let's see. Daily Reflections. All right. August 2nd. We become willing. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we are trying to put our lives in order, but this is not an end in itself. Okay. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 77. How easily I can become misdirected in approaching the eighth step. I wish to be free somehow, transformed by my sixth and seventh step work. Now, more than ever, I am vulnerable to my own self-interest and hidden agenda. I am careful to remember that self-satisfaction, which sometimes comes through spoken forgiveness of those I have harmed, is not my true objective. I become willing to make amends, knowing that through this process, I am mending and made it fit to move forward. To know and desire God's will for me. Yeah. Yeah. How easily I become misdirected in approaching the eighth step. I wish to be free, somehow transformed by my sixth and seventh step work. Yeah, so, you know, they lay it out perfectly. It is a, it's a trip how well, you know, you work, you go through these steps and how it starts pointing out and picking out and starting to help recognize, you know, our lack of humility, our drive of self, you know, our character defects, our shortcomings. You know, it's like, it's perfect. Very lucky. Yeah. So anyway, it is Monday, back to work. Everything is good. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll try to see. We'll figure out if we're going to do this podcast, but we'll see. Later.